Network.
This just went up on the Drudge Report. What have I been saying the last 3 days? Critics, Obama administration hyping terrorist attack, nuclear terror attack. U.S. officials say the claim is not based on new intelligence. It is made up, just like when Bush put it out. Okay? Now, there could be some real terror attacks. That's somebody fighting back like Pakistan. Or if we attack Iran, they've said we're going to attack back. But Gerald Celente, I'm no fan of Iran. I'm America first. But it's not America. It's banks and corporations leading us into these wars that are black holes they steal money out of that they use as political distractions. I mean, if our country attacks Iran, I mean, what do people expect Iran to do? I mean, to lay there and take it? I mean, since when do you... I mean, it'd be like Nazi Germany attacking England and England not fighting back. Or it'd be like... You know, it's just so asinine, Gerald.
Yes, it is. And again, let's look at the history of Iran. First of all, these are the Persians. They're not going anywhere. There are 75 million of them. And, you know, what have they really done? I don't think that in the last century, they haven't colonized anybody. They didn't attack another, invade another country. I mean, when you look at the people that... are pointing the fingers at Iran, particularly the United States, France, and Israel, you know, their track record of colonization, starting wars, invading countries and occupying them is a lot worse than Iran's is. So why all of a sudden Iran? And what if they do get a nuclear weapon? Well, what are they going to do with it? They're going to attack somebody with it? Everyone knows that if they used it, they'd be annihilated. So this is really to get the people angry. We need, communism is gone. The Germans, you know, during World War II is long over. The Japanese we don't have anymore to point fingers at. And now they're looking at the Iranians and North Koreans. So when we're talking, by the way, of what's going to bring the economy down, if we have a terrorist strike, this economy goes to zero. We go down an economic dark hole that we'll never be able to pull out of. Because go back to 9/11. We were in a recession. Right after 9/11, Alan, the genius Greenspan, who admits he's wrong 30% of the time, a C average, he began to lower interest rates to 46-year lows. We can't do that anymore to juice the economy. If there's a terrorist strike, we see an economic terror that will drive this country into the greatest depression a lot faster than we're forecasting.
But the banks will love that because they're waging war against Main Street. They love things falling apart. They get to pose as a savior and consolidate society.
Well, the banks are the banks. You know, they're going to make money any way they can. We don't have to worry about them going anywhere. Because when we get into trouble, you know, we bail them out. And again, go back to the quotes of Smedley Butler and others who knew the deal and knew what this whole thing is about. It's about people making a lot of money and doing dirty deals, and the banks are the ones that wash the money.
Absolutely, and that's why Reuters even admits Russia said, okay, kill the poppy fields. It's up over 12 times what it was 9 years ago. And the U.S. and NATO said, no, we're going to let them grow and sell the opium. I mean, it's out in the open, but then cops will raid your house looking for a marijuana cigarette. We're going directly to your calls when we come back. I'm going to play a trailer for Invisible Empire that premieres tomorrow. Then we're going right to your calls. I'm going to stop hogging Gerald Celente for myself until about 45 after in the next hour, and then I'm going to blitz through a whole bunch of questions. You can also send your questions to our Twitter account, twitter.com/TheRealAlexJones, your questions for Gerald Celente via Twitter as well on the other side of this quick break. Be sure and visit his website, trendsresearch.com, and if you want to buy a subscription, either digital or to the hard copy, believe me, I know a lot, I research a lot, I spend 4 or 5 hours a day, that's no exaggeration, sometimes more, I'm pretty addicted to info. Total info junkie, factoid junkie, history junkie. I learn something every time I read the Trends Forecaster. I learn something every time I talk to Gerald Celente. We can all learn a lot more from him and all learn together. So that's coming up. Be sure and subscribe to the Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. We're premiering two new films.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Yes, these men that hypnotize follow us. For this a new order. It is not new, and it is not order.
Adolf Hitler, he wanted a world government with himself as the master leader.
One small central authority of individuals can then dictate a policy that's going to be distributed down to the rest of the world, everywhere.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of a world superclass. This documentary chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
We've become accustomed to the idea that every now and then something's going to happen, and we just know from the beginning we're not going to get to the bottom of it.
Learn how this global oligarchy controls the populace through drug trafficking, money laundering, staged terror attacks, media propaganda, and debt.
Americans are easily motivated by false flag operations, and I think it's inevitable that we will see false flag operations in the near future.
Witness their plan for a global tax and a cashless surveillance society in which every man, woman, and child is microchipped at birth.
A network Washington set up to run arms to the Contras wound up running cocaine for the most vicious drug cartel in the world.
Barney Frank acknowledged having used a male prostitute, whom he then hired as a personal employee. And he ran a prostitution business out of Frank's home.
If you look at the elite throughout history, many of the people that achieve pinnacles of power are into the occult.
Stories about what happens in these redwoods are hard to come by.
Invisible the Invisible Empire, a new world order defined. Secure your copy of Invisible Empire on DVD at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or see it in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Later in the show, if I have time, why am I playing Odd Couple music? Newt Gingrich is in trouble. Republicans are now realizing he was for the banker bailout. He runs TV ads pushing for global warming taxes with Nancy Pelosi. These are not odd couples. The left and right at the top of the power structure work together, looting the people. And that is exposed in the upcoming film that premieres in about 25 hours, less than 25 hours. Tomorrow when the show ends at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll premiere it at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. You can share your passcode with as many as six people, so you can also spread the word that way. PrisonPlanet.tv, or order the high-quality DVDs that are now shipping at Infowars.com. Gerald Celente, let's now go ahead and go to some phone calls. Let's talk to Tripp in Florida, who's been holding patiently. You're on the air with the number one trends forecaster of TrendsResearch.com, Gerald Celente.
Hey, Alex and Gerald. How are y'all?
We're all right.
All right. I was wondering about China's involvement in all this. I saw mainstream media yesterday that China was going to back us up in this whole Iran business. So that kind of makes me nervous.
Yeah, how does China play into the big picture economically, militarily, everything?
Well, China is only going to go so far with Iran because they're doing a lot of business with them. And China's holding all the cards. They're holding all our debt. So we really have to play the China game, not the other way around. And that's what we're really looking at. And all this noise, by the way, about letting the yuan float so that American exports can be more competitive, meaning that it is going to cost more to buy Chinese products, that's only for public consumption. You know, if China's producing stuff that at slave labor wages, if their currency goes up a little bit, it's not like everybody's going to be buying U.S. products. So China's really the ace in the hole over here, because if the other problem with China is, last year, for example, they had 70,000 major disturbances and riots. If the Chinese economy doesn't keep perking along, they have 1.2 billion problems on their hands. And let's not forget this. One of the only reasons why this economy didn't crash worse than it has and quicker than it has is because China has been throwing trillions of dollars into pumping up their economy and, by extension, the world economy. So now when China, as they're doing now, starts to wind back, the economy starts to slow up.
Because we don't have a real economy. We have a parasite banking economy, a global banking dictatorship, and now we have no more denial about world government. We have Gordon Brown, Obama, saying we're going to have a planetary regime with carbon taxes paid to private banks under a global constitution where the banks will be the government. I mean, this is moving faster than I even thought it would. I don't see how they're going to get away with this open tyranny, Gerald.
Well, they're getting away with it now. And again, we've said this over and over again. The merger of state and corporate powers is fascism. And what happens when you live under a fascist dictator? You don't get out of line.
And anything else? Sorry, go ahead.
No, and that's what they're doing now.
Anything else, Tripp?
Police State 4.
Absolutely.
Thank
it
you.
Is the, thank you. I appreciate the call, Tripp. Justin in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey guys, how you doing?
All right, go ahead, sir.
I was just wanting to read a couple sentences from a story that someone wrote about the health bill, and then I was going to ask the question to Gerald.
Yeah, that's one of my later questions, is the health care bill, his analysis of it, but go ahead and read your point.
He put in there insurance companies can no longer drop clients who become sick, giving them lifetime coverage. Pre-existing medical conditions, people will still be available. And at the end, he said, vice inspectancy will be sure to go up. and it'll help make the economy better by having less people file for bankruptcy. And my question was, what does Gerald think about how the health bill is going to fit in with the crash that he predicts is coming up?
Gerald, give us your breakdown of the health care bill.
Well, the health care bill is not going to accelerate the crash. That's a minor player in it, although it's a big one. That's a health care bill, again, another example of fascism. We're being forced to buy insurance from criminal insurance companies? How could you make this stuff up? And what is it going to do? Perpetuate a failing system. Look at the condition of the American people. What are we doing? We're going to be dumping more money into a system whereby the people are in very bad shape themselves, not taking care of themselves. They're addicted to drugs. Turn on the television. I love it. What is this? Fibromyalgia, one of them. I'm watching. You know, I guess that replaced Epstein-Barr disease. They keep making up these things so people become hypochondriacs, and then they have the disclaimer, you can't make this stuff up. A side effect is suicide. So all this is a system to keep the people in control, to make them think that they're doing something for them, and they're robbing us. They're taxing us to take our money to give it to the insurance companies. Again, you could not make this up. It's fascism.
Absolutely. Let me give you my take on it, which mirrors what Gerald is saying, and good points, Justin. There's a war going on of lies and truth, and all I have is my honor. All I have is that I sleep well at night. I tell the truth. I do hardcore research. My predictions have come true. Gerald's, unfortunately, have come true. We're political atheists. I love that term he uses. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a freedom lover. I'm a truth teller. I have read the five different versions of the bill and the past bill. I've scanned over the key sections. I've had congressmen on. I've read it. And then after the fact, they admitted it. No one's getting free health care. It doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. In fact, pull up the AP. It says, what was the headline, the exact headline? It was oversight in bill. Like it was a mistake. Oh, didn't give you coverage. It makes 30-plus million people buy coverage. It lets the insurance companies lower the standard. It allows them to raise premiums. They're saying over 32% right now, 39% on average in California. That's AP today. I covered it in the first hour. 39%. It makes you get it. You've seen the VA-run health care, but this isn't government health care, as Ron Paul said. It's corporate healthcare. It's the government, though, dictating what doctors can do and what they can't do. Gerald Celente.
Oh, you hit it. You covered all the points.
Let's take another call here.
There's that other one, too. What is that? That army of doctors that they're now putting together? They're another military wing that's allowed to really become a militia. A government militia of doctors that they're also having that bill.
And they say federally they've got to report parents to CPS and ask the kids questions, but the point I forgot to make is it's a war of truth and lies. I was watching Hardball two nights ago, and everything coming out of Matthew's mouth was a lie. That's why the guy's got 400,000 viewers. Folks, this radio show conservatively has double that every day. This guy's a joke. No one is watching Anderson Cooper, and no one is watching these people on CNN and MSNBC. CNN's lost more than half its ratings in the last year because people are getting wise to them. But, Gerald, I still can't believe him saying there's no rationing, there's no death panels when it does have the bioethics panels. Tom Daschle said we will cut care to the old people. I mean, don't they know the public's going to find out they're lying? I mean, it's just such lying.
They're hacks. I mean, let's face it. Look at where they represent. Look where they come from. By their deeds you shall know them. You go through the whole list of these guys, these TV tough guys, these big mouths. And they're just playing to the crowd, and he's, you know, he's one of the crowd.
All right, we're going to come back and take some more calls. But when we come back, I first want to ask Gerald Celente, because I'm interested in his take. Time Magazine, Newsweek. I'll ask the question, now we'll get the answer when we come back. Time Magazine, London Guardian, Newsweek, Southern Poverty Law Center, every publication run by George Soros are lying and saying, I'm calling for violence and I'm dangerous. Why are they singling me out more really than anybody else now on a daily basis? What does Gerald think that is really all about, because I really want to get his take on it, and I want to ask him if he's had any threats or demonization out there as well. Then we're going right back to your phone calls, Ron, Scott, Pamela, and others. We'll be back.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Continuing with your phone calls with Gerald Celente in this extended two-hour interview. We've got about 35 minutes left with him today. Top trends forecaster. Gerald, again, I'm selfishly asking you the question, but also it lets us understand politically what they're concerned about. I'm not in the left-right paradigm. I'm a political atheist like yourself. I'm a constitutionalist. They're trying to demonize the Tea Party, anybody that criticizes the banks. 3 years ago, you predicted there'd be these grassroots protests and rebellions against taxation, against the banks. That's now unfolding. Why do you think they're singling me out particularly? I mean, if a cop gets shot, they say it's my fault with no evidence. Why do you think we're a year into this program of demonization?
Because you're making a difference and you're waking people up and you're speaking to what a lot of people feel, and they don't want that to happen. So it's logical that they would do that. They want to stop the force that has the most power. And it's, you know, it's like cutting off the head of the snake. They feel as though if they can stop you, they could stop the movement in a lot of ways because you're at the forefront of it. And they're going to continue to do it and demonize everybody that they can that exposes the fraud going on. I remember talking about what was going on about how this D.C. heist, we called it, Wall Street hijacks Washington, how when we first said that, it was considered outrageous that we would think that. So any time that you begin to expose the fraud, the criminality, and the corruption, they want to shut you down because you cost them a lot of money and a lot of problems.
But why would all these major TV networks and publications say I'm calling for violence? And Fox admitted in a news article, too, they wrote they called Homeland Security on us. I don't know if you knew this 2 weeks ago, off comments on a message board implying that they were ours. Then we found far worse comments on Fox Nation's own website and their own pundits even saying more. Do you think they're getting ready to set me up, or is this just to demonize me? I mean, because it looks like they're trying to sick the cops and the IRS on me.
Well, they're probably well aware of that already, and they're just going to look for any kind of breach that they could give an excuse to come in with, just like they do with everyone else. So it's again, you know, you said it before. You know, the only thing you have in this life is your word and your dignity, and that's all you leave behind is your word. So of course, there's always the threat. I mean, I have to tell you, back in 2002. In the Trends Journal, in my column, I wrote, "It's getting dangerous." And I said that I'm going to be careful what I say, because when they come out from the government saying, and you remember during the Bush years, you're either with us or against us, and you have to be careful what you say. And we're entering into a period like that. And I make this really clear. I'm not willing to die for my country, because what is my country? My country certainly isn't the Democrats or the Republicans. So when do you say, hey, listen, you know, do knock yourself out, do what you want to do, but I'm not going to take shots for anybody. I make that really clear. And I make it very clear that we're calling for an intellectual revolution. So what I would suggest you continue to do every chance you can is to say, we want a peaceful change. You see, here's what's going on, Alex. The more they lose control, the harder they're going to clamp down. And this is what the people need to know. And that's why we're saying the more that they start losing, the more control that slips away, they're going to create a violent situation so they could crack down on it.
And do you agree that they're clearly trying to provocateur, well, they've been caught, violence, and that they want it to get violent?
I don't know if they want to, but I know that nothing, I read my lips, no new taxes. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. I smoked, but I didn't inhale. Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. I'm no crook. How can anybody believe anything they say? Remember the Maine, the Gulf of Tonkin, one lie built after another. These are psychopaths and sociopaths. Look at this guy, John Edwards, whiter than white, you know, talking about morality, and he gets caught with a chick. I mean, Spitzer, I talked about one after another. Look up the definition of a sociopath. This is who they are, and this is the way they behave. They will do anything to maintain their control. They act with all of the respectability and dignity in front of the folks. And in behind the scenes, they're doing their dirty little stuff. And again, and they're not even man enough to admit it. Whoever made up this stuff, that as soon as you get caught having sex, you promise you're going to go for sex addiction therapy. When did they make this sex addiction therapy?
Yeah, well, and exactly. The media makes it a big deal about sex with women as they steal trillions of dollars. I mean, what's the real crime here? We'll be right back with your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi everyone, Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. Pure Works to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. Pure Works disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with Pure Works, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on Pure Works and get Pure Works on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man.
Behind continuing with your phone calls for Gerald Celente. No one then I've got some other questions I want to ask him and some Twitter questions as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Texas. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, always a pleasure. Mr. Celente, it is a complete honor. I got two questions, actually. One, there was a 2005 PNAC report by Gary Schmidt that started off saying that Iran's nuclear capability was about 10 years behind. So my first question is, what do you see in your professional opinion as the reality of their capability? The other one is... some time ago, we had a warhead that was known as the Whiskey 54, which was nicknamed a Davy Crockett and a special atomics demolition munition that was man-portable. The reason why I'm stating this is this yielded somewhere between 1 and 10 kilotons. So would you say that they would go more, if they played this card, go more route of a kiloton yield or... seeing as how the megatons would be too destructive and kind of, I guess, be worthless to what they wanted to end up with.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Let's get Gerald Celente's take on that question.
we believe that Iran is eventually going to have nuclear weapons. I guess you could bring it down to the right to bear arms. They're in a very hostile region. They have hostile neighbors. And it's probably going to be for defensive purposes. Look, India has them. Pakistan has them. Both of them have not signed a nuclear proliferation treaty, as has Israel, who hasn't signed it either. So we believe at some point they're going to get it. To use it is a whole other thing. It's like being armed and not going to war as to, for defensive purposes. And we would say, logically, we believe that Iran is going to move toward nuclear, and there's no stopping them. And again, under what province do you do that? When does the hypocrisy stop? Why can the UK, why can France, why can India, why can China, why can Israel, and why can the United States have nuclear weapons and Russia and not Iran?
Well, look at North Korea. As soon as you get a nuke, you get left alone.
Yeah, I mean, you know, are they going to use them? If they use them, they're going to suffer the consequences. Are they going to use them against Russia and China? They'll get wiped out like a gnat. Even if they use them against Israel, the firepower coming back would be multiples way beyond. So, and then again, who in their right mind would use a nuclear weapon?
Well, then they say, oh, they're crazy Muslims. But I mean, looking at that, Iran's nuclear program is public. The centrifuges won't make the uranium they need. They even offered to have France make it, so everybody knew that it wasn't able to do that. I mean, Venezuela wants nuclear reactors now. They are having power outages. I mean, South Africa's got nukes. Our government has overthrown Iran twice. I mean, it's just incredible.
I know, and that's what we're saying. But what they're doing is they're using Iran as the symbol for people to hate. And once you get the people to hate, then they can prosecute their wars.
And they won't hate the bankers now that are the real problem.
Of course, the bankers will be forgotten because that's what we were saying in the beginning. This is the same scenario, different names, different places. It's 1929. It's the Great Depression, and it's World War II. Well, it's the panic of 08. We're going to go into the Great Depression. We're already in it. Look how many people have it, don't have jobs. You know the numbers. What's the effective unemployment rate? Around 20%. You know, so, and now they're going to, the way they're going to get us out of it when all their other schemes fail is they're going to take us to war. They're taking us to war in Pakistan. Look what's going on over there. We're in Pakistan. We're in Afghanistan. We're in Iraq. And we're going to go, we're fearful of fighting a war with Iran.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Texas. You're on the air. Then Pamela, Jim, Paul, and others.
Hi, Gerald. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Gerald, I've got two questions for you today. One to do with the coming war that y'all are predicting. And the other one is trying to forecast exactly when the collapse will happen.
Yeah, again, the collapsing timings, it's very difficult for the timing because they come up with schemes undreamed of.
But you're saying as early as September of this year.
We believe that we can have it by September because, again, who would have thought we would have been bailing out banks and buying up companies? So it should have gone down, and then they do all these things behind the scenes that we don't know about. But we believe by – and then the other issue – I'm sorry, the other question was?
War. When do you see that happening?
Again, you know, the timing's very difficult, but we believe it's going to be sooner rather than later, and it's going to be steps into the Great War. It's not going to be one day, but it can be one day if there is a 9/11 magnitude terror strike, which we believe is going to happen. So you have all these different factors going on at one time. Which one's going to be the tripping point? It's very difficult to say at this point.
Scott, does that answer your question?
I just wanted to ask one quick thing about the war part. Hugh Court has a website where he calls that Bin Laden has plans for an American Hiroshima. I wonder if Gerald is familiar with what's available through Dr. Court and if he would have any, does he put much credibility into that?
I've been hearing from Bin Laden now for how many years, and I don't think he has the wherewithal, even if he's even there. there isn't Bin Laden anymore.
Scott, I appreciate your call. Let me comment on that. Look, we know Al-Qaeda was created by the CIA. We know Bin Laden was CIA. We know that every week or two there's a new article quoting him from some message board or audio, and at the bottom it says, we don't know if this is him or not. This is a boogeyman, a Goldstein, somebody to scare the population. Here's the Washington Times. Critics, Obama administration hyping terrorist nuclear risk. The Obama administration is warning that the danger of a terror attack within the United States with a nuclear weapon is increasing. But U.S. officials say the claim is not based on new intelligence and questioned whether the threat is being overstated. And President Obama went on in the 47-nation nuclear summit they were having to conclude that the risk of nuclear confrontation has gone down between nations, but the risk of nuclear attack from terrorists has gone up. I mean, this, and then it's got all these top analysts saying this is political hype and fear-mongering, and Obama's trying to blame it on Iran, when Iran is Shiite, the arch-enemy of the Saudi Arabian Al-Qaeda Wahhabis. Comments on that, Gerald?
Yeah, you've covered it. It is hype, and it could happen, by the way. You know, when I wrote Trends 2000 back in 1996, we front-loaded it with the breakup of the former Soviet Union, and all of the suitcase-sized nukes and other nuclear materials that were being sold on the black market. So, again, with the foreign policy going in the direction it's going in, of course there's going to be major reprisals against the United States. Anybody that thinks differently is out of their mind. You can't invade other countries, occupy them, kill hundreds of thousands of people, and not want people to get even with you. How they do it, whether it's nuclear, a biological attack, whether it's a, you know, whatever it might be, in a stadium, in a shopping mall, it's going to happen.
Well, Gerald, what I'm saying is in this inverted logic, terrorism will help the New World Order, it will help the fascists, the corporatists, because the public doesn't understand we're attacking other people. You know, if a cop breaks his baton on your head, he charges you. This literally happens with assaulting him now. There's a big federal case, of course, with Maryland University over this right now. And so it really helps the establishment to stage terror attacks as a pretext to launch these new wars.
Alex, you don't need any clearer proof than Afghanistan and Iraq. Iraq is a war being fought under false pretenses. There was no weapons of mass destruction. There was no ties to Al-Qaeda. And go back and look at what the reasoning was to attack Afghanistan. It was to get Osama bin Laden and close down the terrorist camps. So they're going to use anything they can, fake or real, to keep the military machine going and to keep the people under their thumb in the height of fear. And as you mentioned, they're using the fear card again, and they're playing the card as a trial balloon because there's going to be real reasons for fear coming down the road.
Okay, I want to go back to calls, but I wanted to bring up another subject. Back in January of last year, a year and a half ago, or almost a year and a half ago, we got State of New York, Bureau of Cemeteries, internal documents. We had emergency managers on saying they're preparing in Indiana and Illinois for millions of dead, that the flu was coming, it was going to kill millions, and that the feds had to take over and have martial law. We got the documents. I warned the people. Then in April, out of the wrong season, wrong hemisphere, H1N1 pops up. I go on air and I say, I don't know if this is going to be real or not. Whether it's real flu or not, it's psychological terrorism. Just like if it's a real nuke attack or not, it's psychological terrorism. Then the head of the EU Health Commission, 47-member group, Wolfgang Wudrig, we had him on, documented that they paid off the scientists in our governments, had them lie to make tens of billions on sales. You talked about it being a fraud. I talked about it. Here it is, the Daily Mail. We blundered over swine flu, admit health chiefs. Global health chiefs have finally admitted that they may have overreacted to swine flu pandemic, landing governments with millions of unused vaccines. That's the whitewash. But there we are again, right about the fact that H1N1 was a hoax, but that it was genetically engineered. That's been confirmed. And that if you took the seasonal flu shot, that's what gave you the H1N1. They were putting it in the vaccines. That's in five new studies that they were actually, I mean, this is so diabolical. It's right out in the open and nobody gets in trouble.
Well, look what's going on with the pharmaceutical companies. They hire doctors and they pay the doctors to do the research. And then the doctors become spokespersons for the pharmaceutical industry, and they make up fake studies. I mean, how much more proof do you need? Hey, ladies, remember all of that estrogen they told you to take for how many years? And then the people that were saying that it was dangerous for you and it wasn't doing the things that they claimed it was doing, they would, you know, run them into the ground. So, yeah, it's every level. And, again, keep making the connections. You know, it's the same thing. It's the pharmaceutical companies. It's big agriculture. It's big banks. And it's the Great War. It all adds up. It all goes into the same direction. World War II, World War I, and the war coming up. It's a war of profits. They'll kill anybody. They'll do anything. As I said before, they're nothing more then money junkies.
Okay, Gerald Celente, I want to race through calls and questions now in the last 12, 14 minutes we have left here. The revolt of the states, that's a Twitter question. States moving to sue, states talking about secession, even Rick Perry talking about it, declaring 10th Amendment. Where do you see that going?
Oh, definitely. We wrote about this years ago. Secessionism is a real movement. We could see the United States breaking up like the former Soviet Union. The Second Vermont Republic, check that one out. This is for real. And these are really intelligent guys. Thomas Naylor, I mean, this guy's, you know, professor emeritus from Duke University. There are a lot of intelligent people. We can see it breaking up. As the government grips more, the states break apart.
Here's another question, Twitter question. From Fedros, it says, the Australian economy seems to follow the U.S. closely. Should the U.S. economy implode, what chance have we here in Oz?
They won't get hit as bad, but they'll get everybody. There will be very few countries that escape it. The best countries that we're looking at, and they're in this Trends Journal, is Australia, Canada, Norway, New Zealand. Those are about the top. And, of course, Switzerland. They're the money cockroaches of the world. They never go anywhere. But they won't get hit as bad as the United States because they're not as indebted as we are.
What do you think about state bank initiatives where we have state banks that give the public free credit?
Like, I don't think you give free credit at all. But what we should go back to, we believe, is the Glass-Steagall Act. It worked before. It saved us after the Great Depression so the criminals couldn't do what they're doing now. And by the way, the things that I do personally, I put all my money, most of our money, in the community bank, in the local bank. I know it's sound, and I also, of course, because we're an international business, we have to have international banks. But they can't loan for free. I mean, it can't work like that.
What do you see with the population and the relationship with police now because of all these tiny handheld cameras built into cell phones, iPads, you name it, iPhones, we're really seeing police walk up, beat innocent people half to death, throw legless men out of wheelchairs, going crazy and being encouraged to do it. And now the public's really getting to see this. Where do you see that going, and where do you see the attempt to clamp down on free speech on the Internet going?
They are clamping down on free speech. They're going to continue to clamp down. We just saw that federal court ruling that was in favor of a Comcast, where they can now charge different prices for different clients to give them different speeds. That may come about in the future. So net neutrality is really under attack. As far as the police are becoming like goon squads for the bankers. And it's just, well, that's what happens when a nation goes from first class to third world. They beat you into submission. And that's what's going on in the United States more and more.
Let's jam in a phone call here. Up next is Pamela in Wisconsin, and Jim, Paul, and Chuck. We'll at least get to those. Jim, go ahead. Hey, Jim, we're on the air. How you doing, buddy? Okay, go to Paul in Tennessee. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the air.
Hey, are you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. I hear you people talking all the time about God, gold, and guns. My question is this. Now, the thing is, okay, buying gold would be a wise investment, but my question is, if these people have this gold, and the dollar is only worth, as far as I know, maybe 4 cents, why would they sell their gold for a dollar?
You won't. There'll be inflation of the dollar, so instead of getting $1,000 an ounce, you might get $3,000 an ounce, so your gold, when you sell it, would convert to whatever the currency was at that time, thus protecting you from inflation. Gerald Celente.
You said it. That's it. That's it. And by the way, my strategy is, personally, I'm heavily invested in gold and have been for years, and I also buy Swiss francs, Canadian dollars, and U.S. dollars. Because in that play, all I want to do is to stay even, and gold is my wild card because I believe that they're going to devalue the dollar rather than it inflating. In one way or another, it's not going to be worth, it won't be able to buy a candy bar.
And gold is up almost 400% in the last 10 years, so that was a good bet for you.
Well, yeah, and we believe it's going to hit 2,000 and beyond.
Cindy, Chuck, and Eric, you are straight ahead final callers for Gerald Celente. And we'll give you his website as well on the other side. You can see it up on the screen if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's TrendsResearch.com. Final segment, straight ahead.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Final segment, then we go into retransmission, jam-packed economic news. It was in the first hour. Free podcast at Infowars.com. Don't forget our free Apple iPhone, also for your iPad app at Infowars.com. We're going to have some big iPad iPhone news tomorrow. Believe me, you're going to want to tune in tomorrow for this. It has to do with this iPad you see right here, something that's going to be happening with this tomorrow on the show. You do not want to miss it. Jamming in three final calls for Gerald Salente. We really appreciate the top trends forecaster spending almost 2 hours with us today. Chuck in Vegas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Nice to speak to you. I wanted to quickly just say, I've been listening to your show for a little more than a year now. It was a breath of fresh air to be able to get the information that you have. It's something that I've been inquisitive about for years. And you were speaking vaguely about the recent flu epidemic that we've been having, but you know, things were suspect even as far back as SARS, you know what I mean, when all these things and
yes.
The bird flu virus, when all these things would just pop up and then go away without any...
They use the environment, they use bugs, they use war, all as a pretext to take control of our lives.
Yeah, but my main comment is, now, my Facebook page is nothing, no BS, it's nothing but informative information. I either get linked from you or the Drudge Report, other
sure,
informative
sources. Sure, we're almost out of time, go ahead.
Okay, my thing is, what do we do to wake people up? Like, even in my own household, I speak to my wife about this stuff, and I can engage her shortly, but her span is, I mean, she's more concerned about Jesse James and that whole...
Well, Chuck, there's some people, love them to death, aren't ever concerned. It's like in The Godfather, they say, you know, women and children can be careless, men cannot be careless. And a lot of men act like women, and a lot of women act like men. But let's talk to Gerald Salente about that. I would move on to people that do want to be warned. 5% started this country. Gerald Salente.
Well, that's it. It's about 20% could change the whole country, and we believe there's 20% that'll move. There's a great quote attributed to Jesus Christ. I can heal the sick. I can make the blind see and the lame walk. I can even raise the dead. But I, not even I, can save a fool from their foolishness.
Absolutely. So just move on, Chuck. I mean, try to educate your wife. As things get worse, she'll listen to you later. Eric in North Carolina, you're on the air. Quick question for Gerald.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Listen, real quick, is the central point behind all of these scams and frauds and tricks is the complicit media. Why aren't they the central target of our effort? Because without the corrupt media, so many people wouldn't be fooled.
Well, the media is all losing their viewers and falling apart, so they want to shut down our free speech because they're kicking their butt. Gerald?
That's it. The biggest trend that we're writing about is going to be Internet TV. Everything you see on that little screen now goes to the big screen, and they're really fearful of that because they can't keep up and compare with the content coming from an Alex Jones. You're not going to see that on CNN. So that's the real fear, and that's why they're going to clamp down on the media in the future.
Well, here's an example. I mean, Gerald Salente's on Fox, CNN, you name it, but here you get to hear in-depth 2 hours. I mean, and here he can really, you know, break things down in detail. Thank you, Eric. Real quick, Brad in California. Go ahead.
I've got some property in Argentina, actually. I was wondering if you think that's a good safe country to be in when all this stuff goes down.
Absolutely not. We'll get Gerald's opinion. Run by the bankers. They're grabbing their pension funds right now. Gerald?
I just got back from Argentina, coming in from Chile. Of course, I don't know if you know, I was there during the earthquake in
we
Chile.
Did.
And, you know, when we came over, all of a sudden, a couple of times, they had these roadblocks with helicopters and guys dressed with enough body armor to go through the Battle of the Bulge. No, it's a place that's on the edge. But I would say also that, you know, I wouldn't buy anything anywhere. I would just go someplace and check it out, stay there a while. You don't have to buy anything.
Gerald, we're out of time. We're out of time. Great job. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.